Mom's Movement Radio. Mom's Movement Radio. Welcome to Women's Movement Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeanette Eisenstrauss. I would love to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to our show today. As always, I will be speaking to moms all over the world about their business, love, and lifestyle, bringing you inspiration, motivation, by always aspiring to keep you informed, inspired, and incredibly successful. We have a great show planned for all of you today. When we return, we will be talking about the supermom entrepreneur. Are you a woman who is serious about starting an online business that will allow you to create sustainable wealth and growth? Well, we've done the research. Let us introduce you to some of the best business professionals that have researched numerous business concepts and provide you with great free advice for developing a sustainable business online. Visit us at womensbusinesssourceonline.com. As I stated before the break, today's topic is about the supermom entrepreneur. I came across an article on LiveScience.com by Stephanie Pappas called Why Supermoms Should Chill. Pappas begins the article by stating, "Trying to have it all could be bad for your mental health, according to a new study that finds that supermoms have higher rates of depression compared with working moms who let things slide." I think that's presumptuous. As she started to delve into her research, she discovered that the American Sociological Association in Las Vegas found that working is good for a mother's mental health, but among working mothers, the least depressed are those who don't expect to combine work and family life seamlessly. One of the scientists she interviewed said that ascribing to the ideal that women can do it all actually increased the level of depressive symptoms compared to women who were merely more skeptical of whether or not work and family can be balanced. As the article progresses, she discovers that a woman's work once analyzed via surveys revealed that 1,600 married women who participated in a large survey called the National Longitudinal Survey of Youth in 1987, the women answered questions to gauge their support of women's employment, including whether they agreed with the statements such as women are much happier if they stay at home and take care of their children. And then in 1992 and 94, the now 40-year-old women answered questions about their symptoms of depression. Like earlier studies, the survey data indicated that women who worked outside the home had fewer symptoms of depression, perhaps because work outside gave the mother more social interaction, more varied activities, and a larger income. Truthfully, I think it's just sanity. You know, I remember what it was like being at home with my own children. I love my children. They're wonderful. But if you have busy children, your kids just need to interact with other kids and be out there. And I think it's also healthy dynamic for the mom and child. It's not so much about the quantity, it's about the quality of time. So as she continues on in her survey, she discovers that among the women employed, though the cheeriest were those who had indicated in their younger years the least support for women combining career and family, the results held even after controlling the earlier levels of depression. Somewhat ironically, women who don't expect to be able to balance work and family have a better mental health than those that do. Moms want to have it all. I think for Pappas, after talking with the scientists, she discovered in her research that the study didn't pinpoint why optimistic views of balancing family and motherhood would correlate with later depression. And the reason may come down to expectations and real-world work environments. Women who expect to have it all probably come up against workplaces that aren't designed for work-life balance in mind. Then they can't balance everything perfectly, which gives these supermoms or become more likely to feel frustration and guilt. One of the scientists said, "I think this research really speaks to a mismatch between women's expectations and the actual structure of the workplace. The takeaway for working moms is to temper their optimism about juggling parenting and employment, and not to blame themselves if they struggle. Recognize that if it feels difficult, it's because it is difficult. I agree with some of the comments mentioned in this article, but truthfully, it comes down to balancing one's life. Regardless if you're a mom who has a 9-to-5 or a mom who stays at home who's an entrepreneur or just taking care of her kids, there are going to be challenges within each option. I've done them all, okay? And I've seen the benefits of being a mom that has activities or working outside of the home. And I've also seen the downfalls of staying at home solely with my children. Okay. But there's benefits for all of those options, and there's downfalls to all of those options as well. I'm going to ask you ladies, what are your thoughts? You can visit on our website under the Girl Talk forum, and then inform me of the details once we post on the topic of discussion. Now, on to our show. What makes me so excited is today's guest we have coming on our show is the CEO and founder of Super Mom Entrepreneur. And when we return, we're going to introduce our next guest. Life Masters Now Success Coaching was designed to provide you with the necessary resources for you to master your life right now. We can show you how to make transformational changes in your life and business. Let us teach you how to move forward in progression, prosperity, and power. Visit us at lifemastersnow.com. And we're back now. I'm so excited to introduce our guest, Carolyn Dickinson. As I stated before the break, she is the founder and CEO of Super Mom Entrepreneur. Hello, Carolyn. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Shanae. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's great. And it's a little bit muggy outside, but you know what? Hopefully, you know, we've gotten so much rain happening in the month of October that it'll get better and better soon.
Well, tomorrow's supposed to be a beautiful day, sunny and 18, so I'm excited about being able to be outside.
For sure. So, Carolyn, let's get started with our show. Why don't you tell us what inspired you to start your business?
What an amazing question. You know, there's a lot of things about what I do that I love. And when I was first working in the corporate world and looking at different options, my biggest thing was I knew one day I wanted to have kids, and I knew that I wanted to have a business that I could do from home and be around. And that was just a choice I wanted to be able to have. So I looked at a lot of different companies. I looked at different industries. I looked at, you know, what I could do. And I started working with different companies from home. But what really inspired me and what I really loved doing was teaching and sharing and helping to uplift other people and have them have success. So once I did get married and have children, I had a business that I was running and I was very excited about it. And I thought, oh, after my daughter's born, no problem. A month, I'll be back into doing everything and back to normal and working my business. And reality set in. And it was a bit of a difficult pregnancy, not expected. And my recovery was about 2 months. My daughter then ended up being colic for 9.5 months. And that caused a bit of postpartum depression, which I thought, no possibility of me ever having postpartum depression. Like, I'm such a positive, you know, energetic person. And you know what? There's no sort of prejudice to who has postpartum depression. So I still ran my business, but there was a lot of challenges. And at that time, about 4.5 years ago, there was not a lot out there really to sort of support someone like me, or at least I couldn't find it. And it was very difficult trying to run my business and have my kids. And I had to find ways to manage it so that I could still have success in my business, because it's something I wanted. I wanted to be actively in a business, and I wanted to be a great mom to my daughter. So I started looking into all the different trainings I'd had, the different programs I'd been involved in, and started pulling bits and pieces of it and applying it to experience as being a mom. Because as moms, you know, I had the experience of working from home before I had kids, before I was married, and that in itself is a transition. But it's even a more transition when you have children, because you really do have to manage your time very differently. And so I created a bunch of, you know, different scheduling, different ways to book your appointments, different ways to make your calls, and making sure you're set up powerfully so that when you do have the time to work on your business, that everything is there in front of you. Because with kids, it's really unreliable. I mean, they may be on an amazing schedule, but, you know, they could wake up and be sick with high fevers where you have to go to the doctor or the hospital, or they need your attention. And at that point, you know, if you don't have a lot of caregivers in place, you have to do what you need to do.
Oh, you're 100% right. And that's something that I talked about last year on the Mommypreneur radio program, is how to manage your time. There's a lot of obstacles thrown at us moms that many people are unaware of. I've lived on both sides of that coin, and I know that you can definitely appreciate that, Carolyn, being a mom and being a single woman running a business or in business. The dynamic is very different. You know, here you are, you're managing your time. You go to work, you come home, you do the things that you need to do. Well, when you have children, the whole dynamic changes. Now you're running everything on their schedule.
Absolutely. And there's no leaving it to tomorrow because I'm tired.
Exactly.
If you have time to do it, you have to do it, because who knows what tomorrow's going to be like.
Well, and then also, you can't control like some of the little things. If your kid, if your child becomes sick, if you become sick, you can at least still work if you're not that sick, right? But if your child becomes sick now, you have to move away from your business and deal with your son or daughter. So
exactly. And, you know, I made that choice too, to work from home, because a lot of corporate companies are not still that supportive of that. And that's why I made that choice. But you still have to manage things, and you have commitments to people, and you still need to maintain them. So, you know, I might have to work after my daughter goes to sleep if she's sick at, you know, 9 o'clock at night, and start working till midnight. So you have to balance those things, and you have to create it, but you also have to take care of yourself. So the big thing was, when I started doing all these things and creating this setup for myself, and it started to really work, a lot of my colleagues referred other women to me and said, could you talk to them? Because they might be pregnant wanting to start a business, or they may have a business and they want to have kids, but they're not sure, how do I create this balance, and how do I set myself up powerfully to still have success in both areas? So I started to share one-on-one what I was doing and help them find their own organization, because all of us are different. I can give you a foundation of how this could possibly work for you, but then you have to add your own little uniqueness into it, because your situation is going to be different from mine. It's never going to be 100% like mine. And a friend of mine said, you know, one day, you need to charge for this, Carolyn. Like, you're doing all this coaching, you're supporting all these people. And I said, well, I love helping people. I want to see other people succeed. And I truly believe in the philosophy that if you help other people succeed, you will succeed as well. And you know, I started to think about, because I used to run trade shows internationally in my past life in the corporate world, and I thought, why don't I have an event where I can touch more women's lives instead of one and two and three people at a time? But now I wanted to do more than that. You know, this is my opinion on how things work. Why don't I get other successful entrepreneurial women and moms involved? Why don't I get them to share their story, their journey of what it took for them to have the success? Because a lot of times we look at a successful woman and we think, wow, I can't get there. Or person. I mean, I'm referring to women, but, you know, I could never get there. Mm-hmm. What's missing for the average person is what the journey is they took to be there.
Exactly. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because a lot of people do not realize the journey. And that's even why I created the platforms that I did, is that women need to know the journey. A lot of people show up at JOM and then they're so excited when they see it. And I'm so thankful that all of the women that have reached out to me are inspired. But there, everyone, all of us, just like you and all the other women listening around the world, behind each company is a story of where some women were building a business like myself with nothing. And look at what it's become today. So that's such a valid point.
And it is, because, you know, I have people, like, we have an event coming up, which we'll talk about later, but I have women coming to this event that I know started a company that's a multi-million dollar business now with nothing. They had no money.
Yeah.
And people think, well, I have to have money to start a business, and I have to have this, and I have to have that. No, you don't. There's so many ways to approach a business depending on the type of a business. And there's so many ways to get support and building that business. You know, I started my company too with the money I made from creating the business. I didn't really have a lot of initial money to bring into Supermom Entrepreneur. And that's how we're creating it. And there's ways to do this thing, and it's really understanding that. But it's also finding the right business for you. You have to have a passion to understand what it is you want to accomplish. I love being on stage. I love sharing stories that will help others have success. And I love bringing in other stories, not just mine, but from other powerful women, so people can understand. And I try to get as much diversity as I possibly can when sharing information, because, you know, not everybody's going to relate to me, and I understand that. So I have to have other perspectives coming in You know, I want to bring trainers in that train the basics. You know, we forget, we get so complicated in what we do, we forget the basics. And the basics is the foundation of anything. Like, I have a lot of people coming to me and saying, oh, you know, I'm a networker. And they tell me they're networking. And then the first approach they take with me, and even their handshake and their first discussion with me, I'm like, you have no concept of what it takes to network. And so a lot of people think networking is a simple thing. And it's not difficult. You just need to understand the steps. So when I created Supermom Entrepreneur, it was really to have success for women and moms and to support them in finding that balance between business and family. And when I say family, we talk about kids a lot because I am a mom, but there's also your husband, there's your parents, there's your siblings. We can't forget about these people because they're the foundation of our life. And you need to find time for these people as well, just like my kids and your kids. You know, there needs to be time. And it's not about spending all your time. It's quality time. It's commitment time. And this is really important. And this is what we try to inspire with, you know, Supermom Entrepreneur. So we also created the I Am the Boss Expo. But what really inspired me with all this stuff was, how can I reach out and reach these women? And for me, you know, what really caused this to happen was not just about my kids and finding this, but my mom passed away in March. And I realized, you know, there's no perfect time to start anything. There's no perfect time to move forward with it. And I thought, you know, she's my inspiration. I don't want to have any regrets, and I don't want to wait to the perfect time, because guess what? Life happens every day and you can't control that. I wish I could, because, you know, I'd like to, but it's just not a possibility. And so we need to make sure that if it's something we want, we just need to go forward with it. We need to respect what we have, and we need to go forward with making that accomplishment or reaching that goal or that desire and exploring it. And this is what I want to provide with Supermom Entrepreneur. I want to provide that platform that allows women to have that exploration, to hear other women's stories, to decide, do I want to be an entrepreneur? Do I want to take my business to the next level? How do I work it when I have my children? How do I have success? You know, how can I make all of this work? I mean, women are the future of business. There's more women owning businesses in Canada, and it's growing and growing every year. We're starting businesses, we're buying out businesses. The percentages are just so high. So I'm so inspired to be able to, you know, touch these women and provide them with something, whether it's to help in their family situation, their business situation, and, you know, make a decision whether they want a business or not. You know, some people might decide, you know what, having a business is not for me. Guess what? That's okay. But at least find out, because you may have that question in the back of your mind. And instead of for the next 5 years questioning it, come and find out what it takes to have a business and the different kinds. So whether it's a franchise, whether it's a traditional business, whether it's in the direct marketing industry, whatever that looks like for you, it's all okay. But make a decision. And maybe you decide, you know what, I need 2 years before I do this. I want to focus on my family. That's okay to have that choice. It's up to you. But I want to provide you with the information to allow you to do that, which is why we created, you know, our Supermom Marketplace, which is an amazing membership to allow you to support your business. And my business partner, Mo Datsun, helped me create that. And, you know, we're very excited about what that has to offer women. It's more than just an ad. It's like a mini website that connects to existing websites. But if you're just starting out, this is a great way to really, really promote your business and not have all the additional costs that we're taking care of. Like for the optimization of that ad, you know, we also are going to move into doing more seminars in the new year and webinars.
Now that's your Supermom. Sorry to interrupt you, but that's your Supermom Academy.
Yes, my Supermom Academy. So we're going to be doing a lot of training around that and bringing in the webinars and having specific speakers come in. You know, I don't want to just do what everybody else is doing. I'm looking for unique things that I look at. What challenges have I run into building my business and other women I've spoken to? And so when I listen very carefully when women talk to me. And so I want to bring in seminars and webinars that apply to those topics.
Well, I think Supermom Assist is another great idea as well. And I know that you and I have talked about this as the mentoring service, about bringing the different business owners together, for especially for women that are trying to start a business. And I think that's crucial, because I don't think a lot of people really know what starting a business entails. And as I had a guest on last week, Delia Passy from Women Certified, and she has an international brand. She's located out of Florida. And one of the things that she talked about was whatever you budget for, double that. Because yes. She goes, budgets, it'll go quickly. And you always expect that you need more money than what you anticipated or what you budgeted for. And many people do not do the correct financial planning. Not everybody is like myself or yourself, Carolyn, that have had like whether a management, a consulting background or are familiar how to put together business plans. A lot of women, especially women that come through my lifestyle marketing coaching, they don't even know where to start. They just know that they have an idea. And how do we take that idea and now put it to paper?
Exactly. And that's what we want to do. And eventually what we also want to do and what inspires me is to have a 2-day weekend where we actually have experts coming in and doing training on very specific things.
Well, that's exciting.
It might be how to start a franchise. Mm-hmm. You know, someone who's already done it. What is the steps you need to take to do that if that's what you're considering? How to write a business plan, like a simple business plan. You know, I'd like to start with, because, you know, I've been to a lot of business plan trainings and they're so complicated. How do we do a simple one? And let's move from there. Let's get people started. Let's not overwhelm them. You know, some people are experts at this and that's fantastic.
That's where I come in.
Exactly. I mean, you have so many talents as Janae. I'm looking so forward for us working together on so many projects, the 40 people. And, you know, I have so many amazing people who are offering to come in and train. And to give back to these women and really show them what's possible for them to have success. And, you know, that's really what we're about. I really want to see women have the choices. I want to see them make powerful decisions for themselves. I want them to have all the information they need to make that decision and have the success they're looking for. And I want to provide it in the simplest of formats, not because for any other reason than I think often we make things way too complicated. And when you do that, it just makes it so much harder. We need to work smart, not hard. And we need to manage and balance that and create that as a system and really teach women how to do that. Because you know what? Women are the future when it comes to business. We also think very differently from men. And that's not a slight against men. It is just a fact. And so we need to do things that work for us to create that success. And we need to understand who we are and to stand in our power and really shine and create that confidence around what we're capable of. Listen, women are meant to multitask. We are designed that way. But we just have to manage that as well. We're designed to do multiple things. And they say you want to get something done, give it to a busy woman or a busy mom.
I know.
And it'll get done faster than anyone else.
I know. And isn't that the truth? Now that you've talked about multitasking, one of the things I was going to ask you is that, you know, since you started Supermom Entrepreneur, how has your business affected your relationships with your children, friends, and even your spouse? Well, and it doesn't matter if it's a positive or negative. Share as whatever you feel comfortable with.
Absolutely. I'm comfortable sharing everything. So, you know, it's interesting. I'm very blessed. I have a very, very, very understanding, supportive husband. And he just wants me to be happy and have success. And so I've been very lucky that way. It is sometimes a challenge because, you know, sometimes I'm really exhausted and I don't have that time for him. And I don't have that, you know, time or energy to be a great wife. And, you know, luckily he's okay with it. But I do set time aside. I do make the effort to you know, set time where we go for a coffee and chat, or I make it all about him, or I do something special for him, like a dinner one night and just do something he loves. And then I clean up afterwards because my husband's amazing. He does cleaning, he does cooking, he does laundry, he takes care of the kids. I'm so blessed, right? I really am. I still have to do a lot on my own, but I know many women who don't have that. So I consider myself very wealthy that way and very blessed. My kids, it's really about managing my time. My kids are very fortunate because they have a lot of my time. Now that's had to shift when I started this business and really started to push it forward in March. And I've had to sit down and talk to my 4-year-old. I believe in communication and that's really been a big part of it. And I've explained to her what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, and that I will make commitments to her. So I look at my family as CEOs. The big thing that women have a challenge is we often try to explain too much and justify what we're doing. And we need to stop that. So when I have a book time with my daughter, she's a CEO. So if somebody calls me and says, I need a meeting with you on this day, I tell them I'm not available. I already have time. I'm already booked during that time. Here are the times I am available for you. And I need to stand in that because I am a business owner. And if you had an appointment with the CEO of another company, would you rearrange it because somebody said, you know, I need to meet with you? You know, you have to respect yourself as well. And you have to start that right from the beginning. Now, I'm not not saying, listen, there's always like, you know, situations where you have to make different considerations. So for example, if you've been trying to get to somebody, in touch with somebody, and they're flying in from Europe for one day, and then they're leaving, and you've been trying to meet this person for, you know, whatever, a couple months or something like that, you need to go and rearrange some stuff. Like at that point, you may have to disappoint your child or your husband or somebody, but you explain to them what's going on and you explain how you're going to make that up to them. You know, you have to respect that these people are in your lives, that they will support you, but you also have to respect their time and, you know, that they love you. Like, you know, a lot of people think, oh, well, my kids will be so happy because they'll be able to do all these things and I'll have this money. When your kids are young, they don't care about money. They care about time with you. They care about spending time. My daughter could not care less if I took her shopping. But if I told her I was going to take her out for coffee and it was just going to be me and her and we could talk, she is so excited. She jumps up and down. She can't wait. She's like, thank you, mommy. Thank you, mommy. Thank you, mommy. So as a young child, when they're young, they want your time. So it doesn't have to be all the time. It's the quality time. When I'm with her, I shut my phone off. I don't answer it when I have a date like that with her. And it may be even for an hour. That hour, oh my God, you know what? She's good for a week. She's just, she had my undivided attention. And that's what they look for. You know, it really isn't about the money to them right now. And yes, when we build our businesses, yes, we'll have all these extra things and we can travel and that's fantastic. And they'll love that too. But it's the time with you that they're looking for. And that's what you have to respect. And it's balancing that. So I make commitments to my daughter, like Friday night after dinner, everything gets shut down. We have a movie and popcorn night. It's all about her.
Are those nights sweet? Those are like the best nights. I love doing that with the boys. For sure. Yes. What advice would you give to another woman who wants to start a business, okay? And also, that's a twofold question. How have you found that your business has affected your mind, health, and wealth as well? Because I think women, it's important that women know about that as well, you know, starting a business and the different levels of changes that they're also going to go through. Because we've talked about how it's affected you prior, but let's talk about where you are right now.
And you know, that's a really great question. And I think it's really important. Mind-wise, I mean, you know, it's really important to stay focused. There's a lot of things that can distract you in life. Life, as we talked about earlier, happens. It can be in your extended family, your immediate family. And it could also just be people being very negative with you about what you're doing. I mean, that's a reality, unfortunately. And it's usually their own stuff, has nothing to do with you. And it's their own limitations that they place on themselves. And then they place them on other people. So it's really important to have your vision in front of you all the time. It's really important to understand where you want to take what you want to do and the steps you need to take it and stay focused on that, no matter what happens. So you really have to have a bit of control over your thought process. And believe me, we all wander. I mean, Janae, I know you've been there. I've been there. I don't know any woman or any person who's been in business who hasn't go for a second, what am I doing? But you have to then regain that vision of where you want to take this and what you're goal is. Like every time that happens, I think about, I want to reach 5 million women in 5 years and I want to touch their lives somehow. So for me to do that, I have to keep going. Yep. And you know what? That's going to empower my family. That's going to empower me. So it's all about really focusing on doing the right things to brand myself, to maintain my brand, to generate income for my company. Because if I'm not generating income for my company, I cannot succeed and I cannot move forward. That is a fact of life and it is a reality. We need to accept that in our minds and understand that that's an important part of building your business. As far as health, oh my God, your health is so important. You know, we talked about this earlier. I'm a workaholic like you. I can go for hours and do stuff. But the reality is I'm also a mom and I have kids that get up at 6 a.m. in the morning and they're ready to go. I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old and they're still quite dependent on me. My husband works full time. I don't have a nanny. I do have some support. And so I have to manage what I do for my success, but also for my health. And I ran into a situation recently in August and September where my health was not good. I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't eating properly. I wasn't sleeping properly. I was allowing stuff to get to me that shouldn't have. And by doing that, I really did cause a lot of problems with my health where I actually got myself so run down that I was incapable for several weeks to actually do anything. And instead of taking that day off once in a while, giving myself a break, having that outlet to release, which I know, and I, you know, practice what you preach to people, didn't do, I suffered for it. So I highly recommend to people when it comes to your health, take that day off. If you really are feeling overwhelmed, take the day off, because if you don't, guess what? You can get yourself really sick, and instead of taking one day off, you're now taking 2 weeks off because you have no choice.
Well, that's exactly it. And unfortunately for many, that's usually how they usually find that out the hard way. Now, Carolyn, what's new and happening in your business, Chica?
Well, we have some amazing things that are coming up. We talked about the marketplace, which is very exciting, and we do still have a special on until the end of October. One of our top memberships is like a mini website. You can do whatever it is you want on it. For example, meta tags, you can put information on it. It allows you to email. You can put 15 to 20 pictures on there. It's like a mini website, but it's an ad. And we take care of all the stuff for you. You just have to fill it in. You can go and change information at any time you want. It's an amazing opportunity to build your business. It's an amazing opportunity to get exposure as a member. And then you get access to all the other things that we do. And right now we're doing a special for $100 off. So it's $199 for the year. It's amazing. The other thing we have going on, which we're so excited about, is our February 24th, I Am the Boss Expo. We have an amazing lineup of speakers. And Janae, you're going to be there. We're so excited. You're being interviewed. So people are going to get to hear your journey and your story. And it's an amazing one. So I'm looking forward to them hearing it and be exposed to some amazing trainers on networking, on how to use social media, on how to use emails to your best benefit, on how to create, you know, six figures from home. There's going to be some amazing opportunity to really learn how to have success in a business from some very, very powerful women. Mm-hmm. And you can go to our website at www.supermomentrepreneur.com. and check it out. Buy tickets. We have our early bird pricing. This event is something we're going to be doing on a regular basis. At this point, it's once a year. We're looking at twice a year. The response has been amazing from the last one we did in June on how much they loved the way we did things. So I'm literally going to be interviewing five women in the morning and sharing the story. Almost like a talk show, which is exciting because it's such a great way and so natural to hear from some of these women. And the last one we did, wow, these women shared some amazing journeys, even more than I anticipated because they got so into it. You know, so people got opportunities to talk to women you typically would not have a chance to talk to because of how busy they are. And you really want to take advantage of this. Like, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. Some of these women you'll never have access to or easily have access to. And now you're going to be able to hear their journey, talk to them, you know, see who they are, find out what's possible for you. So I'm very excited about what this event has. And we have vendors and sponsors and, you know, it's really an opportunity to even explore business options. There'll be vendors there that have business opportunities that you can go and talk to. And if you're looking at starting a new business, this would be a great opportunity in a safe environment to explore that opportunity and see what's there for you. And so we're so pumped about it. And it's online. Check it out. And please make sure you're there, especially if you want to talk to Janae. We're excited about sharing her story with everybody as well.
Well, Carolyn, it's been a pleasure. And before I let you go, I just wanted to ask you if there's any last words of advice that you want to share with the moms listening.
I do. You know, a lot of lessons are learned when you're building your business. But if I can say anything to you, you want to stay focused. You really want to work with integrity. Stand in your power no matter what anybody says to you, because you're going to get from both sides, from positive to negative. And always be giving value. Everything that you do, think about the value you're giving to others, because, you know, it's really important to make sure that that value comes out for people, because then that's why they're going to come back. And keep in mind, you know what? It's really not about other competitors out there. What it's really about is collaborating. Women out there are so powerful. We need to collaborate more. We need to work together. We need to lift each other up. We need to create powerful situations for success. And you know what? It's not about all about you having all the success. If you share it, your success will grow even faster and bigger. Exactly. I've been so blessed to have powerful women come in my life and share and support and build with me. And I've been able to give back. And that's really what it's all about for me.
Well, Carolyn, thank you so much for being on Mom's Movement Radio Show today. We would love to have you come back in the new year and share more about your business, love, and lifestyle.
Thank you, Janae.
Women's Movement Radio Show on Tuesday nights at 9:30 p.m. with me, your host, Janae Azenstrauss, where we will talk to women all around the world about business, love, and lifestyle. join us and be a part of a movement of women who are changing their lives by force. I am so thankful we had the wonderful opportunity to speak with Carolyn today. Here is a supermom who decided she wanted to have it all. Now, Carolyn did have her shares of ups and downs by balancing her life, but yet she's finding her footing daily, taking it one day at a time. I love being a mom. I understand the need to be identified as a woman outside of my children, though. Don't let anyone tell you it's not important to have a life outside of your children. If you don't create one, you will lose your identity as a woman. I've seen it happen many times over and over. Once your children grow up and they're not as dependent on you, you are left trying to rediscover yourself in a world that is much different now than it was then. Create a life of passion and purpose slowly, steadily while raising your children so you can show them an example. And like me, hear out of your children's own mouths that mommy is my hero. But before I leave you this week, ladies, I wanted to share a poem with all of you by Catherine Silva Carvalho, and it's called Supermom. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Supermom. She is up at dawn, flying from bike to work to back home again, flying from room to room. She's the bomb. Yes, it's Supermom. You need something done? Supermom is the one. You can depend on her to get the job done. With her grandson balanced in one hip, kids screaming, mom all day long, buy this, fix that. Then her man says, babe, is there time for me? Woman, I'm hungry, feed me. Of course she'll do it all. Even make time for a friend when they call. She is a woman I call mom. She is smart, beautiful, and can fix things too. Thank you, mom, for everything you do. Without you, how far would we go? Not far after all, you keep it going. You make our home a success. You are the magnitude of superbness. Moms worldwide, I want you to embrace your greatness in everything that you do every day. I want to thank all of you for listening to Moms Movement Radio Show today. I'm your host, Janae Azenstrauss. Join me next week here on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WMRN. Lastly, ladies, please know, live to aspire, strive to empower, join to unite.
Dragon tails in the water is what pirates sail and lost boys fly. Fish bite moonbeams every night, and I love you. Godspeed, little man. Sweet dreams, little man. Oh, my love will fly to you each night on angels' wings. Godspeed. Sweet dreams. The rocket racers all tuckered out. Superman's in pajamas on the couch. Good night, moon, we'll find the mouse. And I love you. Godspeed, little man. Sweet dreams, little man. Oh, my love. jobless mommy in matchbox cars. God bless dad and thanks for the stars. God hears amen wherever we are. And I love you. Godspeed, little man. Sweet dreams, little man.
You're now listening to WMRN.